could. Thanks for coming for the remote app session. I have Laura here. She's gonna help us doing some science. And I have Mitch, Daniel. He's a Microsoft MVP for ALM. I'm a Microsoft MVP for Hyper-V. We both work for Redify. And let's start with some questions here. So this session is all about remote app. Can someone here please tell me who already played with remote app here? Matthew? Who already played and works with remote desktop server? Like Citrix or any other meta frame? Yeah, we have quite a few. That's really good. So let's start. So I also wrote a book. I'm going to give away this book to one person at the end of this session. If you want to enter to a draw to win one of those, just tweet about this session. So what are the challenges that we have today with applications? I think that is the best scenario that I can talk about why we would use remote app. Can I ask here, who is still running Windows 2003? Few, let's say 10%. Legacy application that doesn't have a web interface. Quite a few as well. So I think that is one of the biggest scenarios I see for a remote app, is actually porting those legacy applications to Azure, and then using remote app to allow any device to connect to those applications. So you'll be able to use Mac OS and Android device to connect to your legacy application. You'll be able to show that on your Windows phone on your iPhone or on Android, to show any legacy application that doesn't have an interface. So the remote app is then to deliver RGS facilities on the cloud. So you don't need actually to have any server sitting on your on-prem. You don't need to set up any remote server anymore. You can actually just install the remote app and copy that image to the cloud and use that on Azure. So why I need that? So today, remote app is still on preview. So currently, we can have 20 users connect to remote app. You need to sign for that. That service is available on Azure. You actually need to sign for that preview. It's not available to everyone. You need to request for that. We're going to talk about this. So some of the things here. Remote application delivery from Azure. Access from macOS, Android, tablets, Surface. The only platform is still not, it's a Windows Phone. So Microsoft still working on that, but still not having an app for Windows Phone. So it's delivered from remote desktop. It's scalable, so it means you actually can scale. If you need the services for more users, you can scale back and forward without needing to deploy more servers. You don't need to buy license for users, because every time you actually sign that user, you assign a license for that. It's flexible, so you can actually have a hybrid. And when I say this, is let's say another user, for example, is that you can have your Active Directory users, your internal users, connecting to your remote app on the Azure. Or if you do not have that, let's say you decide not to have, like us, all of our users are on the cloud. We don't have a local domain controller. We have 200 users using the Azure Active Directory. In that case, you can use the cloud deployment, so no connectivity to your on-prem Active Directory. Or if you need, you can set up a VPN and have your Active Directory, your local Active Directory, connected to Azure. As I said, why I would have Azure Remote App. One, that is like I can connect anywhere from any place, any device. Second, I can protect my users and I can keep the legacy applications running in the cloud. I remember I was on, I think 2 weeks ago, I was talking with Mitch. We got an email request from a customer. He actually asked a company to develop an application for them. This actually customer talked with this company, they developed the application, and by the time he went to publish the application to give the customer, the end user, access to the application, they realized they actually developed a full rich client. There was no web. The customer was actually asking for, hey, how can I access the application from anywhere? So how can I access this? Whatever I am, if this is a legacy application, I actually need to install this on my client computer. So one of the solutions was exactly using Azure Remote App. I could install that application on a server and build a custom image, upload that custom image to Azure, and then my end users will be able to connect and access that application. So there are two deployment choices. As I said, one is the cloud one, the other one is the hybrid one. So the cloud one, you have all those users on Azure Active Directory, or you can have external users. We are going to show a demo now. I need two or three people that have like Android or Apple device wants to come and participate on the demo. Is anyone wants to come here? Yeah? One, another one? Anyone with like Android? Yes, please. So Mitch is gonna help you to actually install the remote app client. I'm gonna show here how to do this, but Mitch is gonna help them to install the remote app on their device. And I'm gonna show how to do this. She's number 5. So the first thing we need to do is we need to browse to this URL. remoteapp.windowsazure.com. So this you can ask your end user to go to this and browse to this URL. This will make them able to install the client. So that's why you click here and you install the client. When you do this, it's gonna actually come. And install this application. That is actually the remote app application. That is when I click on that and I log on. So this is exactly what you're gonna see in all those devices that you connect. So what you need? So if we choose the cloud deployment solution, we need just that set up the steps on Azure and have my users on my Active Directory. I'm gonna show this. If I choose the hybrid one, done? So Mitch is gonna show now how to set up the users. Sorry. You're right. I'm gonna ask you another one.
Can you hear me okay? Cool. All right. So what we've got here on the screen is the remote app client. Now, before you can actually use the remote app client, you actually need to be authenticated against the remote app service running on the back end. So to do that, you log into the Azure console. And I've got two remote app services running here. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to grant access to these gentlemen over here to the remote app service, and they've actually gone and downloaded the remote app client or the remote desktop client onto their Android phones by the look of it. So what I'm going to do is jump in to my remote app instance, and you can go across the user access tab, and what I'll do here is I'll type in their, or I'll get them to type in their email addresses, and you guys can all spam them. So
so he just asked me if he needs to be, can everyone hear me?
No, you need a mic.
Good. If that needs to be his live account, okay, that Microsoft account. For our demo here, we are doing the cloud deployment demo. It means we actually need one account that Microsoft knows already, which means like a live account or any account that is account. But as you can see there, we have the Redify ones and Mitch one. So the Redify one is because we actually have our hybrid already, our domain controller replicating to Azure. It's a dirt sync. So he's actually just adding those accounts. So he just went to the remote app users, add the account. So now he will be able from his device just to click on that remote app, and he's going to ask for username and password. Will be his username and password. He'll be able to log on and actually have the same screen as I just showed before.
Okay, so as Alessandra said, we've now granted the access, and the chaps here are now logging into a remote app onto their, on their devices, and I'm not sure if it's come up yet on anyone's yet.
Once verification.
Once verification. Okay. So, yep, tap that.
Yep. What's the verification?
You can't.
Okay, that's all right.
Okay, so we've got one screen up here. Do you want to?
Yeah, if you want to show me, can you show? Now, can you open the remote app?
Yep.
Yeah. So that is actually, that's the screen that the end user gonna see. So you can, here we only showing some applications. As you can see, we have all the Office applications here. When you actually create the services, and we are gonna show how to create the deploy the first one. We have two images today. One is the Office 2013. It all already come with that. And that's a Microsoft one already. So it means if there is an update on that Office, Microsoft is updating that image for you. But there is one app here called Paint. That one is another image that it means we already create a custom image where we publish that image to Azure. Okay? Could be any application, we just chose to be Paint. You don't know your password. That is good.
Fat fingered the keyboard.
So, okay. So the interesting about this as well is because let's say you are working on your device on a Word document or a Paint or whatever document on your application. And you work on that, and you need to leave the office, for example. But the only thing you have with you now is your mobile. So because this is a remote connection, if you just close this one and you open again or you connect again on your other device, it's the same thing where you stop it that's going to show you. So if you were typing a text, for example, on your Word, and then you just move to another device or log on with the same credentials, that's exactly what I'm going to show you where on another device, showing where we stop it.
We're just on a 4G connection here at the moment, so that explains the speed a little bit.
All good? Yeah, so just to make one thing here, So they have some time to load the application. Two things, we are on the wireless here and we have 1,000 people connecting to the same wireless. Second, the first time you actually go on that application, it actually takes time. Yeah, cool. Can you...
I can throw it up on the screen here, but the camera, so...
Is there a camera here?
Yeah, a camera on the laptop, I think. If you bring your phone over, we'll... There you go.
Okay, so that's an Android and with a Paint. But could be your application, any legacy application that you have. It doesn't need to be this one. Whoops.
Thanks very much.
No good? Which device is this on?
Android. Galaxy Note 3.
Yeah.
Cool.
Oh, good?
Thanks.
So let me just do a little bit more talk and we come back to the guys. Thank you very much. You can play with that during the session.
Security code issues between my two emails. Every time I go.
It's because when you log on from this one here to another one, they say, hey, it's nothing to do with the Microsoft. It's actually okay, he's having one issue here when he actually tried to log on some kind of SaaS, in this case, remote app with his logon, because this is the first time he's doing this, Microsoft say, hey, in order for you to logon, you need to actually make sure it's you. You need to provide a verification code. That's normal when you access like Facebook or LinkedIn, any device that we're doing for the first time on a particular device. So that is normal.
So
you're probably going to receive a code from SMS or email or something like this. Good. So you have the whole session to play with that. Okay. So let's go back here. Oh, sorry. Six.
Come in here and help you with it. Figure it out.
So, and how it works. So, as I said, there are today, two custom images when you create the service. One comes already with the Office one, and there is another one called Windows 2012. But as I said, you can create your custom image with your application. Unfortunately, there is no time for us to go the whole process of creating the custom image. I'm going to show the start of this, and then I actually expect you guys to go through that, and I will wait for your feedback. Please make sure you give me feedback when you start creating that service, creating your own application, publishing to Azure. So how it works is actually RGP from those devices to Azure, right? It's truly RGP. Sorry. So as I said, the authentication could be the Microsoft account, which is live account, or could be Azure Active Directory. Could be another optional here. You can have a dirt sync to your on-prem domain controller. Can I ask here, who already deployed Office 365? So if you have deployed Office 365, it means you have already DirSync in place. Okay? DirSync in place, it means you have your users already on Azure. You can use the same one. You don't need to create another one. So here are some of the ways to deploy. So we have the core technology, Active Directory Sync. Then we have the Azure site-to-site VPN. Why I would need the site-to-site VPN from Azure? If you have your local domain controller and you need to replicate that to Azure, you need to have site-to-site VPN. There is another option here. Have anyone heard about Azure Express Route? Only one. So two, cool. So Express Route is an this is a new technology. It's a way to connect your on-prem facility to Azure by using an MPLS connection, like an intranet. It's a really directly connection between your site, your company, to Microsoft Azure. Really directly connection. So if you have, for example, today a co-op and a remote ops connected through MPLS, Telstra, Optus, it doesn't matter. Can someone here have a remote ops connected on a like an intranet MPLS? It's exactly the same thing. It's just another connection to Azure. This one will actually allow you to have a more speed to Azure. If I'm not wrong, 100 Azure the Remote Express, 100 megabits? Yeah, so 1 gigabit or 10 gigabits directly to Azure. It's directly connection. You're not going to external connection. It's like a VPN, right? It's an MPLS. It's an intranet. And the core technology, which is Windows Server Active Directory, that's the local one. So for the hybrid deployment, I'm just going to show here the steps to actually do the hybrid deployment. I'm not going to create that because it's too, it's going to take a while to do this. Mitch is going to show how we are going to, which steps we need to start. Some advices here. Who already play with Hyper-V here? So can I ask Hyper-V 2012 R2? Who is playing with Hyper-V 2012 R2? So Windows 2012 R2 Hyper-V, when I go and I create a virtual machine, there are two types of virtual machines, correct? One is generation one, the other one is called generation two. Generation two is more advanced, it's more has more improvements, but it's still not compatible with Azure, which means for this exercise, when you're going to create your image for remote app, make sure you select the generation one. So you really make sure you take note of this, okay? Generation one, that is the first thing you need to do. There is another thing. Since 2012 as well, Microsoft has released two types of virtual machines. One is VHD, the other one is VHGX, correct? For this exercise, you also need to go to the first one, to the VHD. VHGX is still not compatible as well. So that those two big advices you need to have. One, make sure you have virtual machine generation one. Second one, make sure you have VHD when you create your virtual machine. So, Mitch, can I just come here? Just let me create the virtual machine first. Number five.
Oh, you need to bring up the Hyper-V console.
So, here's my screen for the Hyper-V. When you create a virtual machine, this is the first exercise you need to start if you want to create your custom application to publish on Azure, okay? So you need to create a virtual machine, yep? Next, so you need to select this, generation one. That's the first step. Really make sure you do this. Go on. So it doesn't matter the memory for now. Connection, yes, you need to connect to a network. I think it's external one, yeah? Then you need to create this. Yeah, it could be that. I don't think
it's a VHD.
Yeah, doesn't. No, you can create this one, Mitch. It's just to show them how to create. Yeah, finish. So when you do this, you just create the virtual machine, right? It doesn't matter, is there anything there? You actually need to install the operation system. The OS needs to be Windows 2012 R2. Okay, so we do have now a machine here. Can you connect to this remote? Yeah, this one, the second one.
That one?
No, sorry.
This one?
Remote app? Yeah.
Just down here.
So this machine, I already installed some of the services that we need. Can you actually, go back to the other one, let's start and show them how to install the services. So after you install the OS, brand new OS, what you need to do is you need to install some roles. So one that you need to install is you need to install the remote desktop one. You also need to install the desktop experience. It's not by default enabled on Windows 2012 7, right? We're talking here about 7, not Windows 8 desktop. So you need to install the desktop experience. You also need to enable the .NET Framework 3.5. So if you go to user interface,
we missed it.
User interface. Yep, user interface.
Oh, there it is.
So you need to select the desktop experience. So make sure you do this, because remember, when we actually connect into a remote desktop, what we want the user to see is actually the applications. Just one thing here, I don't know if you notice, anyone notes, I hope. So when I connect to a remote desktop using the normal desktop, what I do see? I see the full desktop, correct? When I connect to a full desktop, I see a full connector. I see the start button. I see all the applications. I see the full Windows. When you use remote app, no. You only see the applications. You don't see the OS. You only see the applications. So here, I just put some notes on the board. Is actually, after when you install the remote desktop services, the desktop experience, the desktop remote session host, and the .NET framework, there is another action that you need to do. You can run a tool called FSUtil, or you can go and disable the encryption. You actually need to do this. That's the second step you need to do after you enable the roles. So when you do this, you actually need to restart the machine. The third thing you need to do is make sure you install the applications. So here, another really big note. Don't install the applications before enabling the roles. Some people do this, and there are some compatibility issues. So make sure you install the applications really before you do the sys prep, after you enable the remote desktop, okay? Enable remote desktop, disable the encryption, install the apps, and then do the sys prep. So after you do the sys prep, this is where the machine is going to be ready to be uploaded to Windows Azure. That's it. So you're done. If you want, can you run the sys prep? You can run the sys prep on this one. If you actually run the whole script, which is fine. Remember to run this, go setup folder. So Mitch is going to run this batch file. What I did is I actually create a batch file with all those steps. It makes easy. Can everyone see now? I think it's, cool. So the first one is confirm that you installed the remote desktop services. Then I put pause, right? Okay, go on. So then it's going to actually enable FSUtil. It's going to try and disable the encryption. And then sysprep. Sysprep, go on. Oops, I think it's because you have the C something.
The Panther stuff, we can remove that. That's the same thing happens with Azure as well. So.
All right, run sysprep on this one. Okay. So when you actually run sysprep, after the machine is going to shut down. After the machine shut down, it's ready for you to upload to Windows Azure. Here, there are two things we need to understand. If you're doing the cloud deployment, means that you have the users already on Azure. If you're doing the hybrid one, make sure you have the dirt sync in place. That's the first thing you need to do. And also, make sure you have the VPN in place. In order to set up the VPN, there are some steps on the Microsoft website. Can we show, let's just create one hybrid so they know.
So go into the, to create an instance?
Yeah, it's not going to create at the very end because we only have two, right? Create your VPN. So as you can see here, if I'm going to create the hybrid one, I actually need to go for that that option, create with VPN, okay?
Well, they got one service. You can only have two services.
Yeah, I know.
So the reason, just back on the sys prep step we tried to do previously, the reason that didn't execute is I've got to do a clean reboot before it'll actually run. So
yeah,
that's what the error log was telling us. So if I'd reboot and then run the sys prep, then we'd just shut it down, be ready to upload.
So when you create one with VPN, can you go to the VTOR networks for me, please, Mitch?
Virtual networks?
No, that, yeah.
Oh, this one, right.
Yeah. So this is where you need to create your virtual network. So you actually need to set up the virtual network here, and you need to run script that Microsoft provides on your server, on your local server, to enable the site-to-site VPN. So that's the second step you need to do if you want to deploy a hybrid solution. So let's go back here to this slide. So this slide shows all the steps that we need to do for the hybrid, okay? We need to create a remote template app image, which we just showed, right? So then you need to create the remote app services, which is exactly going to that template and say, create a remote app services. And then you can choose with VPN or without VPN. Then we need to link the virtual network. And then one of the things very important is to set, make sure we have the direct sync in place. If you have Office 365 already, it means you do have that in place, right? And then you need to publish the remote app programs. Come on. So patching updates. I created my image. So what's next? Let's say I'm working on, I'm just going to, let's say, MyOB early versions here, and I publish that. And MyOB release a new version. What did I need to do? So in that case, you actually need to rebuild your image. So the same things you did before to publish that application, you need to do again. So when you do your custom image, you are in charge of getting it up to date. So you need to make sure that every time you have a new version, you need to create a custom build image, and again, upload that one to Windows Azure. In the case of the Office 2013, that's a Microsoft one. Microsoft will update that image for you. You don't need to do anything. On this slide here, it's showing the image base only for the hybrid. Actually, the you can use the image base as well for the cloud, okay? So you can have your custom base. It doesn't matter which methodology you want to use to have your end users access. So that's the deployment. Can I just... Okay. So if I choose the hybrid one, this is how I actually connect. So if you see here, I have my publisher apps, and I have my user data, and I have, if I domain join, I have a directly connection VPN to my on-prem. So my users will be actually connecting to this Active Directory here. And the good thing about that as well is that I can actually save locally. Let's say if you have a file server on-prem, a remote desktop is an application. I need to save my file. Where I'm going to save that file? You can actually save that locally on your computer. Can we show, like for example, a Word one, open a doc and save locally?
So yep, sure.
When I save, I can save local on that persistent connection, or I can save locally on my machine. So Mitch is going to show now that he's going to write in a document in Word. And when he's going to save this, he can save that on a local machine or on Azure. How are you guys playing with the remote? Is that working? Good. Ah, paint on your small device, yes. So we choose paint here just because it's easy to draw on a device. I'm not used to touch. But I'm assuming that a normal application which has forms and entry forms, I think it will be easy. Even on a small device, it's going to be easy than actually painting. Especially because when you have your keyboard, a small one, you can still type, right? When it's paint, you actually need to draw. I have a friend that works for Redify. He's also MVP for Azure, Mahesh. I was doing this session TechEd New Zealand 3 weeks ago. And I was talking with Paint. I said, look, Paint is just to show you guys, but I don't know anything. He actually got the device, and he drew a beautiful picture on that. I said, wow, that was the first time I see someone with the hands just drawing. I really know how to use that. It was really cool. So this is how you want to save, right? You can save on your local disk. You can save on the remote server. I can map the remote server. Remember, you need to have a VPN in place, right? You don't want to save on your local file server without a VPN. That is, you need to have a connection between your on-prem and Azure.
Yep. So I can't get the TS client C on this setup, but if you've got the VPN connection in place, then you can go across your network to your file servers. So yep. This is actually just the Azure files from the storage system. So there's a storage key that I can punch in there, which will allow me to save there.
Yeah. Who here is using Office 365 Business Drive? So you can save on Business Drive. So using your remote desktop, you can log on, you can save on your Business Drive, which means you can access again from any device. I was doing this demo using the tablet, the Samsung tablet. And then when I was doing that, I didn't realize I was showing my password on the screen. And I was using my corporate account to do the demo because we have some custom built images. And I really didn't realize I was doing the demo. And it's funny because the actual is being recorded. And then after the session, they came to me and say, we realize you were using your corporate account and the password was showing the screen. I said, oh, actually, didn't. And it's some device actually show when you type your password. They're crazy. Why they show the password when you're typing?
It's a good advertisement for multi-factor authentication.
Yeah, I think the Windows doesn't show, but this one here, it does show when you type your password. So if you guys want to do some demos, make sure you actually disconnect from the presentation. I didn't.
It's taking its time.
Yeah, I'm connecting through a 4G here. So I'm going to go back until you log on. When you finish, then we're ready. I don't think I have too much time. So, yep. So the question is, can we use ClickOns to deploy the app? So you mean the application for the remote application, right?
Yeah.
So it's already ClickOns. When you go to that website, can you please open the website for me? It's showing already, yeah? So when you click on this one, on the install client, it's already ClickOns.
But are you talking about ClickOns within the actual?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, well, so the thing about Click Once is it installs the application into the profiles directory. So I haven't tested it, but it might work.
So yeah, you talk you get about your own application.
Yeah. Yeah. It's worth trying. You'd get a copy of the application per user. I don't know the answer for sure. There could be some permissions that block it that are set up for each user by default.
Can you do me a favor? So I published my Twitter account. I don't know if you took note. Can you ask me about that? I will make sure I ask the product team, and I'll come back with that. And then everyone will have the same. We'll have the answer for that. It's a really valid question. I think we've, as Mitch said, I think that's a valid one, and I'm probably going to work. The only difference is, as I said, when you remote connect to a machine, you don't see the full screen, right? You only see that small screen with the apps. You can't see the OS. Because when we do click ons, when I click the application, it's actually open, but it's still on the background, going to my server and say, hey, is there any new version? So I'm assuming it's going to work as long as, first, you have a VPN connection between Azure and your company, right? Or at least it's published, the application is published through HTTPS. Yeah. Please make sure you contact me on Twitter. I will make sure that you get that answer. Yes. App V over, so the question is, will App V be supported over remote app? Let's see if I quite understand your question, because App V, what App V does is actually publish some applications on top of an RGS, correct? It expose your application on RGS. So pretty much what remote app does, if we take as an abstract here, the difference between remote desktop and remote app is remote desktop shows the whole screen, so the whole OS for you. Remote app only show the applications, pretty much what App V does. So what you're trying to do is get your App V package and publish. Is this your question? No.
Okay. So to put another way, so with App V, okay, like you can deploy it to desktops, okay, or you can deploy it to like a remote desktop server, and they both support it. But if you want to extend that to like a tablet, okay, then you need another way. So obviously, yes, we can do like a remote desktop to a tablet, but that's annoying. So if we can use remote app to republish that, to just get that app. So just using it as a delivery system for App V, and now I don't have to worry about the custom images so much, because now I just publish everything through my App V server. It updates through there, and it's really just a delivery system for me, but over the cloud.
So the short answer is no. Okay. you can't use App V package on remote app. So remote app is actually emulation of RGP. What Microsoft did is like a specialization of the RGP server just to show you the applications. So you can't use, unfortunately, no.
To answer the question about click once within remote app, I just did it. I just installed remote app inside a remote app session, and remote app's a click once application. So,
see, he's better. He's good.
So that's remote app inside remote app.
I asked him to tweet about, and he just solved the question. I can't do this.
You can tweet about it anyway. Now you can tweet that you found the answer.
As I said, so you have the cloud deployment and the hybrid, right? So you can use your corporate applications. Really make sure that you have your accounts. One more thing here. Can I just show again, just to make clear, we still have 10 minutes. I want to...
Do you want the screen back?
Oh, sorry. So that is my Active Directory in the cloud, okay? If you decide to, is this one mine?
Oh, it's yours.
No, cool. So when you have a cloud deployment, means I'm using the Microsoft Azure Active Directory, not my Active Directory. That's my Active Directory here. I'm opening here. I have my users. So those are the users. Every time you can actually create a new user here. For example, John, as you see, there are some options. That's a new user, someone with already an existing Microsoft account, which is exactly what Mitch did for those guys. Or you can use another Windows Azure Active Directory, in that case, if you have a partner. If I do this here, I'm just creating the user. John, let's name demo. John, you can enable the multi-factor here if you want. And then that will create a password for you. Done, create the user. So what I did and what I do recommend is I actually went to the groups here and I create a group called Remote App Users. And when I do this, I actually add all those users that are going to have remote access. If I don't do this, when I go back here to the remote app, user access. So instead of giving access to every single user that I create, let's just say if you have 10 users, it's easy, and you have hundreds of users, 1,000 users, I don't think it would be easy to come here, right? But if I go here and I say, yeah, remote app users. So that's going to resolve. See? Done. Save. So now every time I create a user and I add that user to that particular group, I give already access to this. So this is because I'm using the Azure Active Directory. It is exactly the same thing if you have your own Active Directory on-prem. You can create probably already have a remote desktop group. What I need to do, make sure you add the users there and give the users here. One of the things that Mitch showed here, and that, as you said, as you saw, I add up user on the users, right? Manually, I went there and said, I want this user to have access. But you can actually add third-party users here. Let's say I have two other emails. Like, I want to add my corporate account. So that user is actually not part of my Active Directory. But I want to trust that user. I want to give that user access to my remote app. Can you see here how flexible it is? Let's say if you publish some application and you need to give access to someone for 1 week or for a period of time to have access to your application, but you don't want to have that user on your domain controller, or you don't want to have that user on your Azure Active Directory, you can just ask that person, just give me your live account or your corporate account. As long as if you use a corporate account, make sure that he is federated. He does have a direct sync already with Office 365. And that's it. See, it's resolved with my corporate account. It's not on my AD. I don't have that account on my AD, but I just gave that user access to my applications. So that is another thing here. How the application show on the user, for that particular user. When I go to publishing, we only have 3 minutes. Cool. Oops, sorry. So this is where you see the application that is publishing. You can remove or add applications here. When you have more than one image, how every time you upload the image, users are going to have access to that. So you need to, for example, create some different user groups. Let's say one user group is going to be called Remote App Office. So that person will have access to Office applications. Remote app, group, I always say MyOB, I don't know why. MyOB is now going to have a web version. But let's say legacy applications, okay? So everyone that's part of that group will have access to the legacy application images and so on, okay? Is there any question that someone wants to ask? So we are almost, we have only 2 minutes left. And I want to make sure I can answer some questions. I forgot this is not a touch screen. So this is the summary of the features. It's, you need to deploy again.
Just after the details of your Twitter account and stuff again, because it was really short at the start of the session.
Fine, sorry.
Just after the details of your Twitter account again, because it was really short at the start of the session.
Go on. I just can't hear.
I can hear myself.
Go again.
Go on. Sorry.
Just after the details that were on the initial slide at the start for your Twitter details, etc., because that was really, really short at the start.
Sure. So, thank you. So, what's next? What I expect from you guys? Please make sure you sign up for the services. It's not, make sure you sign for the Azure services. That is not for everyone, so it means it's not available on Azure. You need to go there, sign in, ask. It takes around 24 hours to be available. So after that, please build your custom image with the steps. This presentation is going to be published straight after this, I'm assuming, so you'll have the steps there. Please give me your feedback. That's my Twitter, my blog. Make sure you ask questions. Amit and myself, we are on the Azure Advisors. If we don't know the answer, we'll make sure to go back to the Azure team, ask the questions, and go back. Thank you for coming. Please make sure you tweet about this session. Come to the Ask the Experts at 6:30 p.m. I'll be there, and then I'm going to give away a copy of my book and the Savizion Polo shirt. Thank you very much. I hope you guys enjoyed. Thank you.